to achieve your goals, you must study the laws of success, the laws of the creative process, and you must go from ignorance to knowledgeable. And the only way to do that is through study. The Thinking Yourself into Exponential Results series on the podcast comes to you every Saturday morning and takes what we discuss in the Morning Mindset Club, compiles it into one easy to access recording, and gives you some killer bonus content at the end that's not to be missed and only available here. So let's dive right in. In this next section, Hill says, and the section is entitled Apprenticeship Proposed, Hill says, the correspondence schools give specialized training anywhere the U.S. males go on all subjects that can be taught by the extension method. So our equivalent in today's day and age are online digital courses, audio courses, trainings that you can do from your home. And he says, one advantage of home study training is the flexibility of the study program, which permits one to study during spare time. This is huge, guys. If you cut out an hour of TV a day and put it towards study instead, you would dramatically increase your competency in certain areas of your life. You would radically increase your training, your ability to do life, become more, and thus have more in your life. So think about what kind of training you need and go get it. This is an advocation for going and getting the training you need. Be a lifelong learner, okay? He says, another stupendous advantage of home study training, if the school is carefully chosen, is the fact that most courses offered by home study schools carry with them generous privileges of consultation, which can be of priceless value to those needing specialized knowledge. No matter where you live, you can share the benefits. So, you know, different trainings are going to have different kinds of consultations, you know, and benefits like this. Nowadays, we have Facebook groups where people are sharing wisdom, or you might, the program might come with coaching that the leader of the program has provided. So think about how you can take advantage of that. And this is one of the things that I think is important to emphasize. There are a lot of people who sign up for programs and just listen. Now, that's a way to start. I don't want to undermine you by saying that that's not good enough, but I do want to stretch you and encourage you to ask a question on a call that might be part of that program. Post a question in the Facebook group. Ask for help where help is provided. This will help you move forward. And at the very least, listen to the answers to questions that other people have proposed. You can learn so much from that. So for us in this program, one of the free benefits of being part of this program are the monthly question and answer, the coffee Q&As that we do via Zoom. And we're doing those monthly now. And if you want to join, they're totally free. And in those coffees, you can bring your questions and your shares. And, you know, that's a benefit. That's a privilege for being part of this program. So please take advantage of that. And he goes on to say here, anything acquired without effort and without cost is generally unappreciated, often discredited. Perhaps this is why we get so little from our marvelous opportunity in public schools. Okay, so I agree and disagree here. Many people got lots out of the public school system. Many people left so much on the table from the public school system and didn't really pull the benefits out of it, and everything in between. So, but there is something to be said about paying for something. I know that people who invest in coaching programs with me, and it's a stretch for them, generally do the work, okay? So because they appreciate the investment that they've put in. Now, that's not always the case. Many of you are in free programs that you are appreciating and doing, but sometimes you have to admit that you blow it off if you haven't invested in it. So think about that and how you are going to get yourself to really do the effort that's required to get you to the next level and learn at the next level. And does that require some sort of financial investment for you? We are in the chapter on specialized knowledge in Think and Grow Rich, and I am going to read to you a very interesting paragraph, and I'm going to explain why I think it's interesting in a moment. Hill says, I learned this from experience more than 25 years ago. So I actually have to go back a little bit. He says, being asked to pay, whether the student makes good grades or poor, has the effect of causing one to follow through with the course when he would otherwise drop it. I learned this from experience more than 25 years ago. I enrolled for a home study course in advertising. After completing 8 or 10 lessons, I stopped studying, but the school did not stop sending me bills. Moreover, it insisted upon payment, whether I kept my studies up or not. I decided that if I had to pay for the course, which I had legally obligated myself to do, I should complete the lessons and get my money's worth. I felt at the time that the collection system of the school was somewhat too well organized. But I learned later in life that it was a valuable part of my training for which no charge had been made. Being forced to pay, I went ahead and completed the course. Later in life, I discovered that the efficient collection system of that school had been worth much in the form of money earned because of the training and advertising I had so reluctantly taken. Okay, so many really interesting things here. He decided to do the work to get his money's worth. This is such a critical piece of the role that money plays in our lives, guys. Okay? Think about this. When you invest, when you spend money, you don't want to waste money. We do have this sense of scarcity around money. Many people have been brought up with that scarcity thinking, and it has a lot of negative qualities to it, but this is one of the positive qualities to it, not wanting to waste a resource like money. And think about that. Think about how you can use your concept of wanting to get the most out of something, okay? Not wanting to waste money to get the most out of something, okay? Now, I want you to be aware of the shadow side of this, which is a very insidious way that your subconscious gets you to stop, which is saying, oh, I didn't finish this. I didn't get my money's worth on this. So I'm not worthy of investing in anything else. I have to stop. I'm not good enough to invest in anything else, any further learning. And that's just a bunch of hooey, okay? Hooey, hooey, hooey. So use it to motivate you, but don't use it to hold yourself back, okay? Hill also says here, I learned later in life that it was a valuable part of my training for which no charge had been made. He gleaned this lesson so well from this experience, and the company had not actually charged him for the lesson in using money, showing up for things that he had bought, right? And for the lesson in being insistent in being paid for the service that you've provided, regardless of whether the other person showed up in their level of responsibility or obligation, right? It was Hill's responsibility to do the work. It was the school's responsibility to provide the education. He learned valuable lessons that weren't part of the actual training in, you know, the pages of that advertising education. So isn't that interesting? What other lessons have you gleaned from your experiences? This is so critical. And this is the law of relativity. It's the meaning that you put towards it. It's the layer beyond, behind the layer, behind the layer that you need to be looking at and not stopping at the surface layer of, oh, I'm not good enough. I didn't take advantage of this situation. Or I did take advantage of this situation, but only under duress. What other lessons can you learn from your experiences? Oh, money is a powerful motivator. Money motivates me. How can I use money to motivate me? Okay, how can I use money to benefit my growth? All of that is within this, and there's so many other lessons that you can probably take away from your experiences as well. So go ahead and look for those. Today we are still in the chapter on specialized knowledge, and in a section here where Hill discusses why it's important to pay for specialized knowledge, he says this very potent sentence. He writes this very potent sentence. One of the strange things about human beings is that they value only that which has a price. Now, Hill's writing this in the context of a financial price. And there's a lot of truth to that, but I want to expand what we're talking about here because there is a bigger truth at play here. So first, I want to just acknowledge that because people often don't know how to create money, how to create wealth, they think of it as a scarce resource. And when something is scarce and they don't know how to create it, they value it more. And so when they spend money on something, generally speaking, that puts some skin in the game. That makes them value what they've spent the money on more. Now, I know that this was the case for me before I learned the methodology for creating money, before I learned the science to this, how it works. I didn't understand how to create money when I wanted to create money. And so it seemed like a scarce resource. It seemed like a resource that might run out when in fact it's not. But that was my experience at the time. And so when I invested in my business and I invested in myself and I did invest quite a significant amount, I had a lot of skin in the game. And that had me motivated to step up at a higher level. I wasn't going to lose that investment. So I moved through the blocks that I had to building my business. Now, there were a lot of other things that were at play as well. This was just one element, but it certainly was a motivating factor. So this is true to some extent, and I think you could find examples of it in your own life. In fact, that would be a very useful thing for you to do. When have you found that if you paid for something, you took it more seriously? You put more time and effort into it. You valued it more. Think about those situations. Now, I want to go deeper into this. There is a price that needs to pay for anything that we value. And quite frankly, anything that is more for us is a growth. It is anything that's the next level will require a sacrifice. This is the law of sacrifice. The law of sacrifice says that you must sacrifice something of a lower nature for something of a higher nature. There is always a price to be paid. And if you want to build a business, there is a price that you need to be paid, that needs to be paid. There are evenings you'll have to work. There are times you'll have to do things where really you just want to be curled up in bed with a good novel. That is a price that you have to pay. There are investments that you have to make. There are risks that you have to take. There are also mindsets that you have to let go of. That is a price you have to pay. You have to go through the mental and emotional growth to get to the next level, and you must pay that price. There is no other way but there than through. You must go through. You must walk the path. Now, you can walk that faster than you ever thought possible if you understand the tools and you have the tools and you understand the laws and you apply them and you live by them. And I'm speaking about the laws of the universe. One of them is the law of sacrifice. Everything that's worth having is worth sacrificing for. It's worth the effort. And this is true whether we're talking about letting go of weight. There is a price that you must pay. You must stop eating the ding-dongs or the Twinkies or whatever the thing is that is your weight-gaining type of eating. You must sacrifice comfort eating, if you will. That must be sacrificed in order for you to get to what you want. And when you achieve it, you will be proud. Nothing worthy comes without effort. Some of the price you have to pay is effort. Some of it is time. Some of it is money. Some of it is love, sweat, and tears. Some of it is your old thinking and your old beliefs. If it doesn't cost you anything, you won't value it. And remember this the next time you're complaining about something you have to do in your life and your business, when you're saying it's so hard. Think about it. When you invest that effort, you will, when you get through on the other side, be so much more proud of yourself. When you invest, you want it. When you want it, you invest. There's no other way. You must pay the price for what you want. Now, the beauty of this is that once you do, the thing that you that was once hard will then become easy, and you go from there. An endless cycle up if you keep growing and if you keep moving forward. A quick heads up, if you're loving this material, you can access the full Success and Wealth Consciousness program we have to help you achieve your big financial goals and life dreams for free at theunstoppablewoman.com/mindset club. You will have access to daily trainings and mindset practices to help you stay focused, clear, and in action. So go get it at theunstoppablewoman.com/mindset club. Our next sentence, again, still in the chapter on specialized knowledge, is there is one weakness in people for which there is no remedy. It is the universal weakness of lack of ambition. There is one weakness in people for which there is no remedy. It is the universal weakness of lack of ambition. So, what does this mean? Well, one of the things that I have come to learn as a mentor, as a coach, as someone who has helped so many people quantum leap their lives and their businesses and had success, is that the person who I'm working with has to want it badly enough. You've got to want what you want badly enough. If you don't want it badly enough, you won't actually do the work. And sadly, there are so many ways that stop people from really claiming that ambition, claiming that desire. And this is what we've talked about in the past in this program, these inner conflicts, the double binds, that you may say you want something on the outside, but on the inside, there's a belief that says if you have that, someone you love or you will get hurt. Something negative will happen. And that is the belief that will keep you stuck, despite on the outside saying that you do actually want it. This lack of ambition is a real challenge. And let me give you another example. I was just talking to a client of mine, and she was sharing with me that she just had knee surgery. We were talking about this concept, and we were unpacking her blind spot and why she didn't want it badly enough. And the light bulb went off, the penny dropped, right? And she said, oh my God, I get it. She told me that she wanted to have knee surgery, but the doctor said, I won't do surgery unless you lose this weight. She'd been trying to lose that weight for a long time. She lost that weight because she really wanted the knee surgery. And she had no internal conflict. So she had something that was such a big enough desire that she went for it. Now, the same thing is true with money. If you have children and someone kidnapped your son or daughter and called you up and said, if you don't come up with 50 grand today or 100 grand today or $1 million today, whatever your monthly goal is, let's say, your 10 grand today, I'm going to kill your daughter. I'm going to kill your son. Now, that's a gruesome thing to use as an example, but imagine that. You would do whatever it took to get that money. You would have enough motivation and you would have zero internal conflict about asking everyone you knew for money. But you won't do that for your product or your service. Isn't that interesting? That's an issue of a lack of desire, a lack of urgency, a lack of wanting it badly enough, a lack of ambition. So for today, think about your financial goal, because this program is around meeting your financial goals. If you have a financial goal, do you want it badly enough? What will you and won't you do? Where do you stop? Get really honest with yourself. We are still in the chapter on specialized knowledge. And the two sentences that we are unpacking today are this. The person who stops studying merely because he has finished school is forever hopelessly doomed to mediocrity, no matter what may be his calling. The way of success is the way of continuous pursuit of knowledge. Okay, this is super, super important. If you want to understand how to achieve your goals, you must study the laws of success, the laws of the creative process, and you must go from ignorance to knowledgeable. And the only way to do that is through study. Now, you must study and apply. You must put that application into work. You must put that knowledge into work, into some sort of application for you to test it out, tweak it, get it in your body, and really truly understand how it works. It doesn't do anything if it's just esoteric knowledge. You must use it to have it work for you. And then what happens? Your level of awareness goes up. You, by taking this new knowledge that you have absorbed and applying it, you have now raised your level of awareness. And then when you dive deeper into the material and you listen to it again, right? You could keep listening to this Morning Mindset Club year after year after year and keep hearing things at a different level. There's depth here that you will hear differently when you absorb it from the next level of awareness. And you must be consistent in that and do it continuously to keep growing. And you probably shouldn't just stop at this study. You probably want to expand your knowledge even further. Keep growing. Don't stop. I study in the morning and I study in the evening. And part of that has to do with the law of compensation. The law of compensation there's two ways to describe it. One way of describing it is that in order to have more, you have to become more. Okay? You will only be compensated more when you become more. How do you become more? One key way is through study, through understanding. You have expanded yourself. And when you apply that knowledge, you become even more. Okay? So any one of these things that we have covered so far, yesterday or the day before, we talked about the law of sacrifice. Have you applied that? Have you sacrificed something in order to step into more? Have you actually applied that knowledge? I'm calling you out here if you haven't, okay? Because listening is not enough. You must apply it. Another way of describing the law of compensation is this, that you will be compensated according to the need for what you do, your ability to do it, and the difficulty in replacing you. Let's look at part two in that. Your ability to do it. What is that based on? Knowledge, experience, application. If you continue studying in your field now, okay, they're studying the creative process, which is what you're doing with me, and what I would love to take you deeper into, if you're so inclined, if this is inspirational for you, if you want to go deeper, there is so much more to this. But then there's study and specialized knowledge in the field that you actually are in. Let's say you are an athlete. You're going to want to get a coach. Let's say you are an actor. You're going to want to get a coach. You're going to want to study acting. You're going to want to get specialized knowledge in your field and better your best. Keep learning. Keep growing. If you're in business, you're going to want to work with me, because I'm going to hold you to a higher standard and I'm going to teach you how to be better at business. You want to get specialized knowledge. Go seek that out for yourself today in your field and raise your level of compensation as a result of that. Okay, so there are a few great stories in this chapter that are too long to read out loud, so I encourage you to read them over yourself. One of them is a story about a woman who helps put together a marketing piece for her son to get a job at a company. And he, in fact, does get that job in the company and starts as a junior level executive rather than at the bottom, working his way up. And Hill says, doing a thing well is never trouble. Let me say that again. Doing a thing well never is trouble. The plan prepared by this woman for the benefit of her son helped him get the job for which he applied at the first interview at a salary fixed by himself. So, but the thing here that I want to underscore is doing a thing well is never trouble, meaning that it's always worth it. If you do it well, it is always worth it. Now let's balance this out with the concept of perfectionism. So perfectionism is when you are hiding from action by overthinking the activity and trying to make something perfect so that it never gets out into the world. That does not work, guys. Okay? It just isn't. But excellence, doing something well, does present bigger opportunities to the world, to you from the world. Okay? So think about this for yourself. Do you hold yourself to a high level of excellence without getting bogged down in the details, without getting bogged down in the perfectionism? There's an art to this. I'm not saying that it's at the surface, just looking at it, easy to splice apart. But you actually do know when you're overthinking something. You actually do know when you're lost in perfectionism, if you're honest with yourself, if you're truthful with yourself. And you have to put things out in this world that are of high quality, even if they're not perfect. This is part of growth. And you have to find the right balance for yourself. I haven't always had the right balance here. I've had to learn it. Sometimes I still misstep here. Ugh, wish I hadn't put that out. Ugh. And yet, in the grand scheme of things, I never regret it because I've learned that we can do better there, and I will. So doing a thing well never is trouble. It's always worth the cost of the effort. This next paragraph is a juicy one. Hill says, this idea of starting at the bottom and working one's way up may appear to be sound, but the major objection to it is this. Too many of those who begin at the bottom never manage to lift their heads high enough to be seen by opportunity, so they remain at the bottom. It should be remembered also that the outlook from the bottom is not so very bright or encouraging. It has a tendency to kill off ambition. We call it getting into a rut, which means we accept our fate because we form the habit of daily routine, a habit that finally becomes so strong we cease to try to throw it off. And that is another reason why it pays to start one or two steps above the bottom. By so doing, one forms the habit of looking around, of observing how others get ahead, of seeing opportunity, and of embracing it without hesitation. Okay, a lot in this. Let's get started. So one of the key things here that is very interesting is Hill says, too many of those who begin at the bottom never manage to lift their heads high enough to be seen by opportunity. Now, how is it that opportunity sees you? How does that function? How does that actually work? Does opportunity have eyes? What does he actually mean by this? To be seen by opportunity. Well, what's going on here is that we live in a vibrational universe. Everything is vibrating. And we match to things that are vibrating at the same level of vibration. So if you want a bigger opportunity, you need to be at the vibrational level of that opportunity in order for it to see you, to magnetize to you, to connect with you. Otherwise, it's not going to see you. It's not going to recognize you. It's not going to be a match for that opportunity. So in order to be seen by opportunity, you have to be vibrating at the level of awareness, level of understanding, level of experience, level of self-worth, level of belief, level of monetary income, your ability to make that level of income. You have to be at that level in order for opportunity to see you. Now, you know intuitively, even if you haven't had this experience yourself, but I'm sure you can find examples of this. You know intuitively that people who have greater wealth have more opportunities. More opportunities are given to them, come to them. People want to do business with them. Deals are put in front of them. More people want to work with them. They're seen as more credible. They have done the work to get to a level at which those opportunities meet them. So it pays to start one or two steps above the bottom. By doing so, one forms the habit of looking around and observing how others get ahead. This is so important. Are you trying to do it based on the level of awareness that you are coming from, your current belief structure? Or are you going to start looking around at people who have done what you want to do already, are further ahead, and seeing how they do it? So if you're a little bit further ahead, you can see those who are that much further ahead. You are that much more connected to them. And he goes on to say, observing how others get ahead of seeing opportunity, right? You start seeing it yourself, you're matching with it, and of embracing it without hesitation. This again, so important, embracing it without hesitation. Are you delaying your decisions or are you going for it, making quick decisions? It's one of the key characteristics of people who are uber, uber successful. They embrace opportunity without hesitation. They act on the ideas. They act on what's in front of them. They take that risk before it's all perfect, perfect. Are you doing this? How could you do this? How could you put yourself in the way of opportunity so you are seen by it? And how could you make faster decisions to embrace the opportunities that are right in front of you right now? Okay, for this week's bonus content for thinking yourself into exponential success, I want to talk about two aspects of the teaching that we've looked at this past week. One is this quote from Hill, where he says, the person who stops studying merely because he has finished school is forever hopelessly doomed to mediocrity. No matter what may be his calling, the way of success is the way of continuous pursuit of knowledge. Now let's link that to this other very important aspect of what we studied this week, where Hill says, the idea of starting at the bottom and working one's way up may appear to be sound, but the major objection to it is this, is that too many of those who begin at the bottom never manage to lift their heads high enough to be seen by opportunity. So they remain at the bottom. It should be remembered also that the outlook from the bottom is not so very bright or encouraging, and it has a tendency to kill off ambition. So let's look at how to link study with not starting off at the bottom or staying at the bottom very long. So these two things are intimately connected. If you understand how to move from the bottom or start not at the bottom, you will start off your journey to your goal further along, and you will be able to be seen by opportunity, meaning you will recognize the opportunities that exist right now, from that are always here and always here now, but you will be at that level where they will make themselves seen and you will see yourself as someone who can act on them. And if you want to start at that higher level where there's more opportunity, you must study how that happens, how you get to the next level. Okay, it's absolutely critical. Now, obviously, there's traditional forms of study like trainings and classes and school and all of that. But there is a higher level of study that is not generally taught in schools, which is what we are engaged in here, which is understanding the creative process, how goal achievement actually happens, how you take something from an idea, I want a better life for myself, and get clear around it and make that manifest in your 3D physical environment and experience. So if you want to be further up in your career, in your job, in your business, in your life, you don't want to start at the bottom. You want to start where you are, but how do you go up those rungs quickly? Well, you start understanding and acquiring, studying the creative process, and you start acting on it. So that means really understanding the methodology that is happening all the time, but that you are not necessarily conscious of. And you build your knowledge base, and then you build your ability to apply that knowledge by taking new actions. And you put this into a consistent daily habit, such as this mindset club. But you also need to take massive action around this in terms of, you know, upping your game in how you learn and apply the creative process, and not saying, oh, I got this, but really stepping forward into it. And that has been my experience in terms of radically running the stairs, you know, getting to a next level in my life and business has been, okay, I had to invest in learning the creative process on a sort of like a 180 massive recalibration kind of way, which meant studying with people, courses, mentors, all sorts of things, reading books too. But I went all in. I went massive on it because I knew I needed to have a radical shift in my thinking in order to jump those rungs, right? Get to a place where opportunity could see me and start thinking and behaving at a different level. And then I started putting this into practice daily, like it's consistent action. I am in the study every day, and I'm studying what the creative process, how the creative process works, the methodology for that. And I'm studying this in successful people. I'm watching how they are successful, because there's too many ways where we look and we see the story that we want to see in successful people. And you have to break this open it's not just that someone comes from a wealthy background. There's too many people who are come from poverty that make it to wealth, to explain that wealth, starting with wealth, is the only rule at play. The same thing with education and not being formally educated. There's too many people who aren't formally educated that have extraordinary wealth, so that can't be the only thing. Same thing with working hard and not working hard. Like, breaking up concrete for a living is much harder work than, say, something that a person does in an office, okay? So hard work alone is not the solution. And there's too many examples of, you know, people who are not nice, who are disrespectful, making it big. So being nice is not the rule. Now, none of these things do we want to reject. They all are part of, you know, how you probably want to show up in terms of your wealth creation. But they are not the thing that's going to jump you to the next rung and let yourself be seen by opportunity. So you don't want to start at the bottom. You want to start further ahead, and you get there through study. So go all in on your study. Immerse yourself. Immersion is so key. It's required. You have to, and then you have to keep taking immediate action on the different opportunities that come your way for more study and for more specific actions in your business. And you have to consistently study. So it's a lifelong practice. Anyone who stops studying after you get out of school and the test is over and you've done what society says is required is going to be sorely at a loss in terms of continuing to move up the ladder of life. Okay, so don't start at the bottom. Jump the rung by getting the knowledge that you need. Okay, rock it out, be unstoppable, and join me in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us and for being part of the Unstoppable Woman Movement. This special series is a part of our Morning Mindset Club and comes to you here on the podcast every Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the Morning Mindset Club at no charge, you won't have to wait a whole week and can listen to this series in short daily snippets every morning. Plus, you'll get a quick implementation practice and mastery check-in to go along with it. You can find the Morning Mindset Club info in the show notes below, or just head over to theunstoppablewoman.com/mindsetclub. And as always, please share this podcast with two or three women who are ready for exponential growth and exponential wealth. And if you're game, we always appreciate a review on iTunes. That really helps us reach and elevate more women. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.